After the commencement at Williston Senior High School in the spring of 1968, little did I realize that would be the final commencement, and that particular school would be dissolved as a high school forever.
So notice was not given prior to the commencement or graduation exercises of 1968.
There was no training on the basis of the teachers. There was no, there were no meetings of the students during that time. And I must tell you that it was that spring that Martin Luther King was assassinated. And of course, Williston was in turmoil.
That was April 4th, 1968, correct?
Yes, this is right. And following that riot, and those students wanting to boycott the school and riot and go to the only white high school in New Hanover County at the time. No, there was another one, but the other, Hoggett High School, they couldn't get to. That was too far away from Williston Senior High School.
And the reason they wanted to go to New Hanover?
They wanted to go to New Hanover High School, which is a predominantly white school. There were a few blacks in there at the time. To have the principal lower the flag in honor of the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King. And that's when I learned my first riot control. I was determined to outsmart the students. I knew they were grieving. We all were grieving. But I always think the student's place is in the classroom, learning as much as he or she can learn. This isn't what the students wanted at that time. They wanted to go out in the streets, boycott, march, or whatever. And I finally persuaded one of the young black males who was sort of pushing them on to do this to help me get them to the gym so that they could get themselves together. And this young black male teacher gave one of the most beautiful and impressive speeches that I have ever heard. I only wish then I could have recorded it. I introduced him that morning once we got all the students in the gym. I do remember this young teacher who talked with the students and in essence asked them, do you think Dr. Martin Luther King would be pleased with you if you're going to riot? And I want you to try to imagine Dr. King living today and try to listen to the words that he has spoken many times. And he mentioned the I Have a Dream speech. And he encouraged these students to follow the characteristics of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King instead of stooping to the violence that he abhorred.